I'm 65. I'm still working. I don't want to set up a pension. What's the point in setting up a pension? Look, I hear this the whole time. If somebody's over 65, they're still working, why should they set up a pension? Because they don't need the income. And to some degree, that's sort of valid. But at the same time, you're going to be paying tax on your superannuation if you don't consider, at least, if it would be better to structure it into a pension or something else. Because in superannuation, you're going to be paying tax at 10 or 15% on your income and growth. So if you've got 500,000, that might be $5,000-$7,000 worth of tax that you're paying in the fund, depending on your risk profile, your investments and that sort of thing. If it's $1 million, it might be 10,000, 15,000 a year in tax that you're paying. If you structure it into a pension, yes, you will have to receive the income, but you only have to receive the minimum, which is typically 4%. Paid at the end of the financial year in June. If you don't actually need that income, then you can potentially get it back into super and claim a tax deduction, or get it back into super under the non-concessional contribution rules, depending on your situation. So take advice. This is only general information in nature, so get professional advice. But that could be tremendously beneficial. The other issue, when you get to 65, is you probably want to avoid tax, potential tax that your kids are going to have to pay if something happens to you. So if you just keep going through at 65, you don't do anything and something does happen to you, you could leave a large tax bill for your kids. So there are the reasons why you should review it, should get advice. And most of the clients I'm seeing are better off by considering utilizing a pension rather than just keeping the money into super. Hopefully that makes sense. If not, ask questions in the comments.